Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Nemesis by Philip Roth. Performed by Dennis Boutikaris. Produced by Audible Incorporated.
Chapter 1. Equatorial Newark. The first case of polio that summer came early in June, right after Memorial Day, in a poor Italian neighborhood across town from where we lived. Over in the city's southwestern corner, in the Jewish Weekwake section, we heard nothing about it, nor did we hear anything about the next dozen cases scattered singly throughout Newark in nearly every neighborhood but ours. Only by the 4th of July, when there were already 40 cases reported in the city, did an article appear on the front page of the evening paper titled, "Health Chief Puts Parents on Polio Alert," in which Dr. William Cattell, superintendent of the Board of Health, was quoted as cautioning parents to monitor their children closely and to contact a physician if a child exhibited symptoms such as headache, sore throat, nausea, stiff neck, joint pain, or fever. Though Dr. Cattell acknowledged that 40 polio cases was more than twice as many as normally reported this early in the polio season, he wanted it clearly understood that the city of 429,000 was by no means suffering from what could be characterized as an epidemic of poliomyelitis. This summer, as every summer, there was reason for concern and for the proper hygienic precautions to be taken, but there was as yet no cause for the sort of alarm that had been displayed by parents, justifiably enough, 28 years earlier, during the largest outbreak of the disease ever reported, the 1916 polio epidemic in the northeastern United States, when there had been more than 27,000 cases, with 6,000 deaths. In Newark, there had been 1,360 cases and 363 deaths.